much more positive story, our City Faves. City Faves is the segment in which we spotlight any wonderful experience or thing, product. Product, but it has to be Cape Town specific, Cape Town and surrounds, that we enjoy. And today our City Fave is the Maker's Landing. The Maker's Landing opened a little bit before lockdown, and it's been quite a painful process, I imagine, for them. It's an extension of the waterfront right up by the ports. It's where you can, once you've gone through passport control coming off a cruise ship, can walk through and taste some of the most amazing culinary fare prepared by budding would-be restaurateurs, who get the opportunity to actually train up at the Maker's Landing before they move on and graduate towards their own restaurants. I was there just yesterday, as I mentioned to Wasanga earlier, and I loved the experience of the space. The food, by the way, is next level. Yo, Mario, like a samosa, someone said a samosa dressed in a sari. Was good. The curries, Durban sauce. One such chef, or at least stall, is Kapuchka, and Hitesh Panchal joins me now to talk about the business that he owns. Hitesh, welcome so much. Welcome to Breakfast with Rufida. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm doing very well, and good morning to the listeners and to you as well. Thank you.
Of course. Kapuchka has a combination of Indian panipuri street food mixed in with South African flavors. Is that the way you would characterize the restaurant?
Absolutely. It's a harmony of classic and contemporary Indian street food and beverages for the Cape Town market.
How long have you been at Maker's Landing?
I started during the COVID time in December 2020.
And how has it gone so far? I mean, it's been a difficult time.
It has been difficult, and we had to just ride the wave. Actually, we were looking forward to the ships coming through, and the ships did come through, and it has been a good ride for us at Kapuchka. It's because we have had nearly 4,000 followers, and a lot of people love our food and the kind of service we give. So we have had few events while the lockdown was on, and also recently quite a few weddings and conferences is what we cater for. So that has kept us alive.
I hope so. Tell us a little bit more about, I was going to say, I mean, I hope it extends even further after our conversation today. Tell us a little bit more about pani puri for those who are uninitiated.
Sure, definitely. Pani puri is actually the king of street food in India. It's one of the top street foods in India. Everywhere on the streets or at the beaches, you will find pani puri. It's a crispy ball made of flour and semolina, and it's stuffed with, it's a hollow ball basically. We make a hole inside, stuff it with the potatoes, lentils and chickpeas, three different sauces that we make, and it's served with spiced chilled water, which you pour inside that ball and pop it in your mouth, and you have burst of flavors and textures coming into your mouth.
That's fantastic, Hitesh. All right, well, we're looking forward to coming through and trying out that wonderful pani puri at Kapuchka. It sounds amazing. I'm curious to know a little bit more about when you started making these. Is this a handed down recipe? Is this one that you created yourself with the mm-hmm. South African flair?
I would love to tell you basically what there's a traditional pani puri, which is actually from India, which I told you just now. But what we have done is we have added a twist on that. So in the same particular balls which we have started our recipe, we do different types of filling for the South African palate. We do chicken inside, prawns inside, we do mushrooms inside, and we also do dessert. So we do chocolate mousse and we do cheesecakes and banoffees and those kind of things, and people are liking it and loving it. I would love some of the listeners to follow us on Instagram and come and visit us at Maker's Landing.
Certainly so. I wish you had come into studio with some pani puri next time. Thank you so much, Hitesh, for giving us that perspective. Thank you so much for being our City Fave, and I hope you'll be a City Fave to even more people. 021-446-0567. Have you checked out Maker's Landing, and what do you think of it? It's